Good morning, it's 8464CA. Well, of course, there's been some rather large changes with respect to retail spending for various reasons, including COVID-19 in the last couple of years. Just been released in the last couple of days is the November edition of the Commonwealth Bank Household Spending Intentions Index for November 2021. Joining me to talk a little bit more about this and I guess some of the changes we've been seeing in recent times, Stephen Halmarek, he's the Chief Economist and Head of Global Economic and Markets Research from the Commonwealth Bank. He joins me this morning. Stephen, thank you so much for your time this morning. And interesting to talk about some real changes in the way that we seem to be doing business as we lead up to Christmas.
Yes, great to be with you. Well, yes, as you mentioned, we just released the Household Spending Intentions Index for November, and it was up 2.1% on the month, and it's 4.5% higher than last year. So some good increases there. The index itself is at 110.3. Now, the important thing about that number is that that's the highest reading since December 2019. That is just before COVID arrived. So we've actually recovered all that lost ground throughout the COVID-19 period in people's spending intentions.
Now, obviously, some retailers have actually done remarkably well during COVID-19 for various reasons. Other retailers have been really struggling. They've had to pivot their business, a lot more of the online type of shopping. But I should imagine with people, you know, they're not doing holidays, particularly overseas. So I guess they've possibly been spending some time saving during these lockdown periods. But now it seems like Omicron is our only concern. But it seems like things are really emerging and people are keen to be spending some money for Christmas.
Yes, that's right. That's what our index shows. So in the month of November, the biggest increases in spending intentions were in transport, travel, retail spending, and household services. So both the transport index, which was up 21.5% on the month, and travel up 14.7% on the month, you know, really an indication of people now getting out and about, particularly down here in New South Wales, where I'm based, and also in Victoria, after their economies, you know, came out of lockdown. So big increases in transport and travel spending. But there's further room for improvement there. You know, we're not back to the levels of pre-COVID in those two spending categories. So we think we'll get some more increase through this, you know, summer period and into next year. Retail spending intentions up nearly 10% in the month of November. So really a solid increase in retail, particularly in both October and November. So Christmas period looking pretty good for retail spending.
So maybe I might end up with a few extra presents under my Christmas tree. Do you think it might go that far for me, Stephen?
Well, I guess it depends whether you're on the good list or the naughty list, right?
Yeah, the naughty or nice list, that's a bit of a concern. Yeah. Now, look, I should imagine that this index does include, because we're talking about spending in general, so even through travel agents for international travel, I should imagine that that aspect would remain down, and most of that travel expenditure that you've been talking about would be more domestic than international?
Yes, that's right. I mean, we did see, actually, an increase in travel agent spending intentions in November, as well as cruise ships, but both of those offer, you know, very, very low base. So there's plenty of room for further improvement there. But what we have been seeing is an increase in spending on things like, you know, camper vans and recreational vehicles, sport and rec camps, bus lines, but also beginning to come back into airports, airlines, as well as hotels, motels and resorts. So as I said, you know, really good increases in travel in spending intentions, but they're still well below where they were before COVID hit.
Well, look, certainly those travel intentions for a destination like tropical North Queensland is something that we really want stimulated. Sure, people do want to get back overseas after what's happened in the last couple of years, but obviously, you know, sending a few people up to the tropical north and some of that domestic travel would assist because, you know, obviously we've got a hole in our international travel market in this part of the world. But let's talk a little bit more about the savings because obviously during COVID-19, with people not being able to get out and about doing things and maybe spending as much money on restaurants and all that type of thing, and obviously travel, Australians have actually managed to get quite a solid amount of savings behind them, which they're looking at spending maybe in the next 6 months or so.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I think this is one of the really the most remarkable things of the COVID-19 period is that Australians have saved an additional $240 billion throughout the COVID-19 period. Yeah, so a huge amount of money. So that's, you know, people who are locked down, not spending as much, you know, confidence taking a hit, people not spending as much. But also the data tells us that the government support payments actually more than offset the loss of wages and salaries for people who had their employment affected. So this combination of actually more income for wage and salary earners, less spending due to lockdowns, the lack of confidence, has seen an accumulated $240 billion sitting in bank accounts. So we think some of that will be spent through the Christmas period, as we've talked about, but really we think throughout 2022 that savings will be a key driver of economic growth as people get out and about and spend the money.
Excellent news, particularly for quite a few retailers that have struggled during COVID-19. One concern, and this is probably a bit of a hairy one to throw at you at the last minute, but what about with the announcement of the federal election? You know, things tend to tighten up when a federal election has been announced, and it seems like that announcement is likely to be made maybe sometime over the Christmas period. Is that likely to impact on household spending, do you think, in the shorter term?
Well, traditionally that's not the case. And what we'll probably see this year is the budget, which is usually the second Tuesday of May, is going to be brought forward to late March or early April. And I would imagine, given it's an election period, that the government and the opposition will both be pretty keen to announce policies that increase spending or provide tax cuts. So I think there's going to be a fair amount of stimulus from either the current government or potentially a new government once we get through to that post-election period. And I think that would be money right across both, just not just households, but also a business sector, particularly the small business sector.
Yeah, and I think that's really good news for everyone. Check it out. It is available online. It's the CommBank Household Spending Intentions Index. And I said it was at November 2021 that has just been released. Great to talk to you this morning. Stephen Halmerich is the Chief Economist and Head of Global Economic and Markets Research there with the Commonwealth Bank. Really interesting chat, and of course, some really positive news there as well. Come and spend some time in Queensland. And Stephen, it's been great to talk to you this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. All summer long.